Hey guys,
welcome to
Talita Podcast.
Okay, yeah, that actually sounds better.
I'm so excited because this is our first video, guys.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so.
Is God a genie?
Ooh. Yes, that's the topic for today.
That's the question. All right, so
let us know in the comments what you think before we get started. How about that?
Exactly.
Is God a genie?
So who wants to start?
I'll start. I would say no. He's definitely not a genie. I think that when you're walking with Christ, that the Lord Jesus wants you to have a relationship with him and to seek him. And the way that you would do it is through prayer, reading your word, and finding community in church.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you.
What do you think,
Jessica?
Me? Why me? Why I gotta go next?
Yeah, God is definitely not a genie. I remember at one point in my walk, I started fasting and praying just for things. And, like, stupid things, too. Like, oh, God, please allow me to have enough money to go get my nails done.
Yeah. Facials.
Yeah, and facials. Like, I fast. Like, I didn't eat anything. So, I'm like, oh, I fasted today. Like, please, come through. And then the one time I felt like God didn't come through, yeah. I was like, oh, what is this? You didn't do it for me, God. And, you know, he definitely rebuked me. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
All you're the only reason like you want a relationship with me is because of what I can give you. Mm-hmm. But what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading your word? Are you fasting to really get to know me and my heart? And I was just like, oh, shots fired.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of those things. Yeah. God, it's not transactional. It's a real genuine relationship. Yeah. Like if you have a relationship with a friend, a sibling, or anyone in your family, it's a real relationship, a real dynamic. So no, God is not a genie.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That is definitely the truth when you talk about like transactional. A lot of people think, you know what, I'm just gonna go to church and God's gonna have to bless me.
Right? Like,
I'm reading my Bible, so God has to bless me. But no, God has not, like, he doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
Like, all of this, like, going to church, reading your word, fasting and everything, it is for your own good. It's for our own good.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's not like this is like it's doing anything for God. God doesn't need it. He doesn't need us. But he wants us.
Speak on it.
See, like, so that's the difference. God doesn't need us. He wants us.
Amen.
And so, yeah, I think he's definitely not a genie. Okay. It's not an ATM machine.
Exactly.
Do not go expecting like, I'm just going to do this and God is going to bless me. No. No, you're supposed to do that for your own growth.
Amen.
You're supposed to do that, you know, like to get closer to him. Because he gave you everything. That's the thing, though. Like he died on the cross. What more do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Do you want
more than salvation?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but I'm with all of you. And I think that a lot of people, especially when you first come into giving your life to Christ, and figuring that out, he shows you his goodness, like, off the bat.
Yeah, he does.
He really does. And I think that a lot of people get lost in everything that they receive.
Yeah.
And they think that it's like, okay, I gave my life to Christ. Like, everything's flowers now. Right. And everything's going to smell good. And everything's going to go perfect.
Right.
But then the second that he wants to refine you and puts you through a situation...
Yeah.
Or allows a situation to happen because he's trying to level you up. God is never going to want us to stay right here.
Right.
He's not a right here God.
Yeah.
Like, there's no limit to him.
Yes.
And some people get just so lost in all of the things that they receive, because they're thinking in their human mind, the materialistic mind, all the things that they're receiving, and they're like, oh, this is what it's always going to be. But it's like, well, no, how are you ever going to grow past what you, where you're at now?
Right.
How are you going to, like, I want to give you more, but what you know now is not what you need to take care of what I'm going to give you later. You know, so I'm so glad I didn't have to learn that lesson in a sense, but I think I've learned it vicariously through other people and just watching. I'm always very observant. And I see, like, even like you mentioned with fasting, hearing conversations of women, like, you know, I've done all the things. Like, I'll give you the perfect example. Like I was telling you about this is I encountered a client and she was like in the verge of losing her house. And she kept saying, like, she's like, I fast every single week and I'm still going through this. And I heard the Lord tell me very clearly, like, I don't need you in this situation. Because she's forcing my hands. And I just, like, that's a $1.8 million listing. And he said, no. And I had to walk away. And she kept calling me and calling me. And this is where, like, you have to be obedient to what the Lord says. You know, and I will say that there was a part of it that he, where I wasn't obedient. I didn't take the listing because she was Seventh-day Adventist. And it was like the whole church was even fasting for her to keep this house,
right, you know.
And it was like I kept seeing, she told me all this story, and I kept seeing situations where the Lord was actually gifting her within this transaction, but because she was so greedy and she's like, no, I want this, if I don't get this, then no. But it's like, you have the opportunity to get X amount of dollars. You know, she could say, like, oh, you know, God wants me to give it up, it's okay, but if I don't get this amount of money, I'm not losing it. So then whose will is it? That's still making God a transaction. You know? And I remember one time, like, I felt like he was telling me to, like, tell her, to ask her the question. Because she's like, I'm doing another fast. This woman was doing a fast every single week. And she's like, I'm doing another fast. Like, I need to talk to you. And I just felt the Lord, like, ask me to tell her, like, why do you keep fasting if he's already told you? No. Like, at some point, it's been, like, 5 years. If the situation hasn't changed, it's your will, not his. But I was, I will be honest, like, I was afraid to ask her that. Because the mentality wasn't there, and I didn't want a confrontation. So I was, I was disobedient. I had to repent because I was disobedient in that, and I really felt it. But I wasn't as bold at the time. This happened like a year ago. I wasn't as bold at the time. And I was like, I don't want to argue about like people's differences. But I just felt the Lord just say, no, walk away. My hand is not in that.
My God.
That
is good. And especially when you talk about, you know, boldness. That is something that we need to talk about because, you know, you get to a place of, like, you know the truth, but you don't know how to say it. You don't know, you don't want to offend people, you don't want to say all these things. But sometimes, like, it is in not saying anything, you're not really doing them a favor. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, listen. This is not godly. And the fasting, you know, like that people do, like the fasting for things, a lot of people think that that's the right thing to do. That, you know, like, let me just fast for God to give me this. Let me fast for this. You know, it is something that we have learned, like in a lot of churches, how to do that. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That fast, you're supposed to give it like a purpose and everything. It is, you know, it's kind of implied, but it is not like really like specifically said that, you know, but the fast, it is really for you to get closer to God.
Reinforce
that relationship with Christ. And in the midst of it all, because he's so good,
Yeah.
He gives you what you need. Mm-hmm. He gives you what you want, actually.
He gives you revelation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
And it's, are you willing to accept the revelation to not align with what you want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because that's, I think, where you can catch yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to always pray, like, God, if it's your will, because he knows what's the best, what's best for us, right?
Yeah.
So it's always really good to pray that, because he knows why he doesn't give us certain things, you know? Like, we may see it and we think, I want it. Like, it looks so good. But he's like, no, I'm protecting you from something. Exactly. And that's why he's not giving that to
us. It's like, no, that's too small. I want to give you something much better.
Amen.
Much bigger.
Yes.
Oh, man. I love that.
Yeah.
But he's not a genie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So it's like, I challenge you to ask yourself, have I put the Lord in a situation like that?
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking internally and looking at what you're doing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And are you saying to him, Lord, if I fast, will you give me this?
Yeah.
Lord, if I fast, can you take me out of this situation?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's let me fast. Let me get closer to you. Let me get to know you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you're going to get revelation on what he wants for you.
Amen.
Sometimes it's not even about fasting, because sometimes it's about, like, I'm praying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm believing in God. I'm coming back to the Lord. So it's almost like I'm coming back to the Lord. So I'm expecting him, you know, to do this for me. Because I just came back to God. You know, I'm expecting that my life is going to change. It's going to get better.
My finances.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to get that big house I want.
And so when they don't see it, like, first week, second week, maybe first month, you know, after that, they're completely gone.
Yeah.
You're like, so you came to Christ, not for him, but for what he can give to you. So, like, you came to Christ for his hand and not really for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an issue that a lot of people do have. And then you see them just going back. You see them just leaving the faith. Because a lot of those people who decide, like, oh, I'm just going to leave the faith.
Mm-hmm.
It really is like saying, like, I didn't get my way, so I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you know, because, like, we're not supposed to even go to church for, like, we're not supposed to go to church seeking people.
Yeah.
It is for God.
Yeah.
So if people disappoint you, all these things, like, there's a lot of things that we have given, like, a specific, you know, cute name or, you know, church. You know, this is like disappointment, spiritual disappointment, and all these things. It really is an indication that you have never surrendered fully, because you know the Bible says like we're supposed to deny ourselves, picking up our cross and follow Jesus. We're supposed to die.
Yeah.
So if you are a dead man walking, why do you care that this person didn't talk to you the right way or did this and did that? And so, you know, because you're a dead man walking, meaning every single day is like, God, I am calling, let your will be done. I'm calling on your will. That's what is driving me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like from the, regardless if you have a job, if you have like a career, whatever it is like, God, I'm still coming to you, you know, just, what should I do today? What is our schedule looking like today?
Mm-hmm.
Not like, what is my calendar telling me that my schedule looks like? But it's like, God, what is our schedule? Because if you need to interrupt my day, just do it.
Exactly.
You know, if today like needs to be like, okay, like I'm supposed to go to work, but you say no.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, you know, learn about this. We're going to learn about that. Then it has to be about that. But like it has to be a discipline that we associate ourselves, that we allow to really like drive everything that we do. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, okay, now that I have a job, first I have to make sure that I fulfill the requirements of my job. Then the time that I have, I'll pray. Unless I have to go out with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I have this and this and this happening. You know, but it's never just like, God, if you need to interrupt my day, do it.
Yeah.
If today, like, I'm go to my first meeting and I had another meeting and you want to interrupt me in the middle, please do it. Yeah. If I'm in the meeting and you decide to interrupt me, just wait, do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to get to that place of boldness.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
That we don't have anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, that is also a place of, okay, God is a genie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I have a job. I have, you know, money. I have a good home. I have all these things. So I don't really need God. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I'll go to church to kind of fulfill the requirements of my guilty conscience.
Mm.
You know, so like, I'm just like, I have done it. I've gone to job. You know, I've gone to church today. Oh, I've read that one scripture, that daily scripture that was sent out to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The app just sent me this scripture. Bless my soul. You know what I'm saying? Just like, God, you were so good. You talked to me this morning. No, he didn't. You didn't spend time. Like, you didn't spend time with
that's
him.
Not spending time. Yeah.
No, like, but sometimes it's like, okay, like, God, like, what is our time?
Mm-hmm.
It could be like, it doesn't have to be like, okay, I'm going to force myself to have like, no, like, it could be like in the middle of the night. I don't know, like, waking you up at 3 in the morning.
Yep.
Like, and then that's how, you know, I always call it daddy-daughter time.
Oh, I love like, that.
You know, like, so that we can be like, really like in that moment of intimacy.
Yes.
You know, like, that's the moment I'm giving. So like, in the morning, you wake up, thank him and everything, but then you don't have to feel like the obligation of, I have to give you that 1 hour, 2 hours. No, because now like you're thinking about, oh, I have to rush, I have to do this, I have to do that. But then because you already have like that moment, you know that, man, that 3 in the morning, please, like, do not, you know, do anything. That's my time with the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
It could be like in the morning, however it is, like whatever time it is, or in the evening. But like, schedule a time, you know, to be with God, to read the, you know, your his word, and just to really receive revelation for yourself. Because when you start surrendering that and you receive that revelation for yourself, then, you know, like, you don't need to go, and the world doesn't have to fill you up, because he already filled you up.
Amen.
You know, so that everything that happens and people just like speaking to you, you're not gonna just get that because it's like, no, God already talked to me. He already told me about this, about that, about how I'm going to deal with you at work. You know, I'm not even at work yet, but he's like, he already told me that this is going to happen, that I'm going to have to deal with it like this, that I'm going to take care of this. And so, like, the world doesn't dictate, you know, so that way when it happens, you don't get angry and start making, you know, like, very swift judgment that are very uncalled for because you didn't take time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Because when you know what your father told you, it's like, who else am I going to need revelation from?
Right.
I already got, like, my daddy already talked to me, please. No.
I don't need to hear anything else, right?
Unless you confirm what he said.
Exactly.
Please step aside, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, it's necessary. And I'm saying that, like, we joking about it, but it really is important because it's like, no.
It is.
I'd rather go with what God told me and I know that I heard from him and I'm going to go with that. If I make a mistake, at least I know that I was doing it following, you know, Christ or like all these things. I know who I was following, because if then, like, he told me to do something and I'm listening to you who's telling me, no, go this way, then I go over there and I bust my head open. I can't come back to you and be like, hey, this is what you called me. Because that person is going to be like, I just suggested it. I was a suggestion. You're a grown woman. You made your own decision.
Yes.
And that is like literally that story in the Bible. You know, when God told this prophet, go into this house, deliver the message. Do not eat from there. Do not drink from there. Do not sleep in that house. Once you've done it, leave. That was a specific instruction from God.
Yes.
The same way he heard the revelation, he heard that. And guess what he did? He was on his way. Like, they told him, oh, you want to stay? He was like, no. But then this other prophet
right.
came and was like, I too mm-hmm. hear from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we know that? I too hear from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he told me that he's supposed to come to my house to eat and sleep there. Mm-hmm. And then you can be on your way tomorrow. He did just that.
Yeah.
He followed the man.
Yeah.
He went, he ate, slept there in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
God woke him up and said, like, you, because you've done what I told you not to do, today you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that is like, that was a physical death in the Bible.
Yeah.
But like for us, it's mm-hmm. a spiritual death.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to follow what God didn't tell you to follow. He right. gave you specific instructions.
Right.
And, you know, like, there's a difference if you kind of heard, but like specific instructions, please hear him,
mm-hmm.
follow him, mm-hmm. go where he calls you to go, because
yeah.
there are
yeah.
consequences. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just feel it to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're early in your walk, you're asking yourself, well, how do I know what God is telling
yeah.
me? And like, how do I know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't think that because she wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
and she prays for an hour that that's what you have to do.
Exactly.
Each of our relationships are very different with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and it's highly dependent on where you're at in
mm-hmm.
your own life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if that's you having a cup of coffee, you're on your way to work, and you're just like, God,
mm-hmm.
what am I doing with my life? Like, literally just one question.
Yes.
Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
And trust that he's going to answer some way, shape, or form. And you're going to know.
Yeah.
Don't ask yourself, well, how do I know? You're going to know. Either someone's going to say something to confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see something to confirm it.
Yeah.
Don't search it. Don't look for
yeah.
Don't search. Just say, Lord, just confirm it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want me to do, confirm it to me.
Yeah.
And I just say that because I know early on when I was in my walk,
mm-hmm.
like I would hear people say that, like, I just
yeah.
heard from the Lord and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people hear from the Lord very differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
People get visions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams.
Yes.
Through scripture.
Scriptures.
Yeah. I've received downloads just by reading, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and that's what.
Very, very
thank you.
True.
Like,
yeah.
yes.
You really are
yes.
dating the Lord in a sense where
yes.
you're really getting
yeah.
to know him.
Yes.
And just saying, not, your gift is how he's going to speak to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, and it's. Just be patient in that.
Yes.
Don't feel forced. Don't give up because you're like, man, I don't hear from him. But perhaps it's, is he hearing from me? But because I've already made my decision,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm not listening to anything else. Because you'll block his voice that way too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just more of an encouragement to
yes.
just allow the process to happen
okay.
for you individually.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're at in your walk, and he's going to meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel pressured because you hear somebody praying for like 45
mm-hmm.
minutes. I've been there. And
mm-hmm.
now you're like, oh my God,
yep.
I can only muster up like 3 words in Jesus' name.
Exactly.
Amen. He will honor that
yes,
because that's
yeah.
where you're
yeah.
at in
mm-hmm.
that moment.
Yes.
And he will honor that.
Yes.
Don't compare yourself because
mm-hmm.
that will be. That's the enemy speaking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't
absolutely.
Compare yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's just my 2 cents. I just felt like the Lord was like,
yeah,
yes.
this is good.
Amen.
That was good.
That's
yes.
so good.
Yeah. yeah. Because we all started there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to know.
Yeah.
yeah. Just give him time. That's
exactly.
it.
Yes.
Set aside time.
Yes.
Come speak to you. You know when
mm-hmm.
he speaks to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because he always makes sure, you know.
Yeah, you know, I feel like there was something else you touched on in God being a transaction to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, don't fall for these churches that are hyping you up.
Yes.
Yes. Because those are the ones that are going to be like, oh, you know, you deserve to make X amount of money. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you should be making all this money if yeah. you're with Christ and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Man, we're all called for something different. You right. may not be wealthy yeah. in this life, exactly. in this lifetime. Like, right. we tend to, when we think of wealth, we think money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wealth can be many different things.
Health. Yeah.
Health, yeah. yes. Yeah. Wisdom, you can be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
what is that? Yeah.
Peace, right. peace and love, yeah. happiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's, I know so many people, they mm-hmm. don't need 10,000 cars.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't need yeah. 50,000 it doesn't square do it for them. With yeah. a tennis court and a yeah. basketball court to be happy. A huge house, one person's in this corner, the other one's in that corner, and you have to see
yeah.
each other.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And you're still lonely.
Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, just, man, these churches that try to just hype you up is what mm-hmm. makes you yeah. so lukewarm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. if you're offended, good. You should be. Because that's probably an area you need to work on.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and find yourself a pastor that's going to call you out on your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, that they are going to talk about that scripture and they're going to convict you. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I feel offended right now. God. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shoot, Lord, search my heart.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And change
yeah.
me.
And correct me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. That was my word vomit.
No, it's not word vomit.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. That yeah. was really good.
Well, that is a good wisdom. Because sometimes, like, people, listen, what she said is so true.
Yeah, it's true.
Not everybody is equipped. Mm-hmm. To be a millionaire, okay?
Yeah, no.
That out there.
Mm-mm.
Some people recognize that and they'll be like, "No, mm-hmm. I don't want to be a millionaire because mm-hmm. that's gonna kill me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need that. I don't even know how to deal with that."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have people who think that that's what they want, but the moment you get that, mm-hmm. God will never be in your corner. Like mm-hmm. you don't have. Like you will leave yeah. him very quickly. Because that is in your nature. So, I mean, he says, like, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so we have to be careful. Why do you want the money?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? What do you yeah. want? What yes. is the purpose for that?
Yeah.
Because though God is, you know, wants to bless his children,
mm-hmm.
but the blessing comes in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes, like, if he knows that he has called you to steward a lot of, you know, his people, his children, a lot of his sheep on this earth in different ways by blessing them, you know, with your wealth, then yes, he will bless you
yeah.
with wealth because he knows that there's a purpose yes. for you to use it. But man, if it is you and you alone and you just want wealth so that you can buy all these things, then you're no different than the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing different. So we have to be careful with that, about telling people that you need to have wealth
mm-hmm.
so that you can, you know, that's the way to see that God has blessed you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
God is not like, no. You have people who have a lot of wealth and they're not, that's not God.
Yeah. yeah.
That is
and
not God.
And they're like miserable. They're not even
exactly.
happy.
And
yeah.
it's like they want all this wealth. They want this blessing of wealth,
mm-hmm.
but let somebody in need pass by them.
Yeah, wow.
They become greedy and they're like, oh, wait a minute, no, this is mine.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
but God answered your prayer.
Right.
So yeah. if he's blessed you with this amount of money, this surplus.
Exactly.
We are all called to bear each other's burdens,
mm-hmm.
right? He said, if you serve the least of me, know that you are serving me.
You're serving me, mm-hmm. yes.
And if you're looking down on people because they're not at the same level as you,
mm-hmm.
then you're not saved. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super true.
And yeah. it's gonna be like, what is the Bible verse that says, like, you get to heaven, he's going to be like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew you.
Turn away from you. Exactly. Lord, Lord. You know, have we not prophesied
exactly.
and cast out demons and do all these things? It's like, I never.
You never opened your heart to him. You just wanted things from him. And then it's like, all right, I'll be on my way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There's your transaction.
Yeah. Exactly.
God is not work-based.
No.
And just so you know, in case you don't think you'll have a consequence, yeah. He will take the wealth of the wicked and yep. store it up for the righteous.
For the righteous. Yeah.
So go ahead and be wicked. I'll wait for mine.
Exactly. I'll wait for mine. Just wait for that money to come to me. Exactly.
Oh, man. And I'm being funny about that, but it is the truth.
Oh, but it does say
it
that.
Does say them,
yeah, the word, yeah, the word says it.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, man.
Why do we think that some people think that God is transactional? Why do we think that? Like,
I mean, because, you know, like in the way they proceed, you know, proceed of talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, yeah, no, God is so good. Oh, amen. God is so good. Because now you're in a good place.
Yeah.
He just bless you with that job.
Yeah.
Bless you with that promotion that you were waiting on. Oh, God is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Yeah. You know, like, we just shouting, you know, like
jumping for joy.
But oh my goodness, the moment you facing storms and trials, oh, God has forgotten about me. He doesn't know what I'm going through. Like, why am I going through this? Like, God, why are you punishing me?
Yeah,
and it's like, isn't this the same God who blessed you yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you that I'll bless you some more? Like, sometimes we have to keep, like, what God has given us and what's done for us at the forefront of our faces. Remembering, God, you've done this for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you think about it, like, when we think about it, like, the disciple, they're going through the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, God is, you know, like the storm, you know, I mean, they're just not even talk about the storm, but like the five, you know, the five loaves and two fishes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and feeding the 5,000.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but the moment this, you know, like they thought God was saying, like, oh, no, it's because we forgot the yeast and we didn't buy the bread. And he's like, have you already forgotten like that part? So even if you have forgotten about it, like the bread, you didn't bring bread. Guess what? I am Jesus, the same Jesus who multiplied the five loaves and two fishes.
Yeah.
Am I not capable of doing that again?
Right.
Because that is the same thing that, you know, he blessed them and they didn't go to the boat and they start facing the storm. They're like, Jesus, don't you care that we are perishing? And I'm... And it's like, come on now. Yeah. Like, how many times does he have to show you that he is good?
Amen.
He has rescued you, Amen. Provided for you, give all these things.
Yes.
But you still, every single time that you face a storm,
you're
always asking. You're always wondering.
Yep.
Because he says the storms are going to come. You know, those things like are already, he said, like when you face trials, many trials, like it means like he's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like, take heart, because God is going to, you know, like literally like save you from those places because that's who he is. But like sometimes you have to wonder, like, God, why did you allow me to go through this situation? There's a purpose in all things.
Absolutely.
Because he said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You know what I'm saying? So if everything works together, even when you go through a storm, you have to know that somehow, some ways, and you don't have to know it, like the reason. It's like somehow, like, just think about it. He is a good God.
Yes.
His plans for good, like for us are for good and not for evil, to give us hope in the future.
Yeah.
So if you even think about that, you get to a place of just like, man, I don't know why I'm going through this, but because he has allowed it, it's working for my good. There's a goodness in that. And obviously we can, you know, go through different situations and stuff like that. You know, it can work case by case and might be different in certain situations. It might not be God allowing certain storms to come into your life, because God doesn't cause the storm. Mm-hmm. He just allows certain mm-hmm. storms to come yes. to you. Yeah. That is something that we have to be clear about. God doesn't, mm-hmm. he said God doesn't tempt you. God doesn't cause all these things. They allow certain things.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I got a download as you were talking. Mm-hmm. And it was like, repeat the question again.
Why do we think mm-hmm. that some people think that their relationship with God has to be like transactional?
Right. Mm. We always tie in material things to our revelation or our growth with God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. In this outward appearance.
Wow.
Because we're with him. But it's like, let's actually think about that question.
Yeah.
And the next time someone asks you, what has the Lord done in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything material.
No, and you know how I would answer that? He's given me love. He's given me peace. He's given me, like, he's helped my marriage. Mm-hmm. I would never really even say, money or anything mm-hmm. like that. I would say he has provided for me and my husband in hard times. Mm-hmm. He really has. And I would answer like that. He's filled my home mm-hmm. with joy. Honestly, he really has. Yeah. Like, I have such a happiness. I always say, like, I have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
I wake up so happy every day.
Yes.
I wake up so happy every day. I have the joy of the Lord. I love the Lord.
You've allowed him to search your heart.
Oh, that's good.
You've allowed him to help you confront situations in your life where you were hurt so that you can heal from them and be happy.
Amen.
And I say that from, like, my own walk with Christ and learning and understanding the hurt that I felt from my father and allowing him to work that through me and realize breaking down. A lot of times, like, this isn't to say that you may need to speak to a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes, like, our depression is because we put so much weight on ourselves.
Yes.
We think that we need to control everything.
That is so true.
And when an outcome isn't what you expected it to be or you wanted it to be, you go into this spiral.
Yeah.
And it's so like, well, are you talking to your mom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, have you reconciled with your brother and your sister? Because the Lord won't even listen to your prayer.
Wow.
He says, leave your offering and go reconcile with your brother and sister before you come back to me asking for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like, God is not a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
God is here to help us with long suffering.
Yes.
Because when you allow him to work in your heart, when you go through those things, you're gonna be like, all right, God, bring it on. Like,
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you know, this is a season. It's not forever.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to teach me?
Right.
Because if you stay stuck on pointing a finger, why are you doing this to me, God? Oh, this person did this to me, this person did this to me.
Yes.
Like, no, what's happening in the situation? What are you trying to teach me, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that question is always to him. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to teach me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's so simple, honestly. His yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just let it go.
Like,
that's the best lesson I've learned.
Yep.
Let it
go. So true. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.